Good morning, April Ryan.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Doing well. It's great to hear your distinctive voice. And let's start with that mama's knee. This is something that I think many people in our community can relate to. We have the same types of stories that you had in Baltimore here in Louisiana. What do you think about the situation we're in and how difficult it is to talk with young people, people who are close to you, about these terrible tragedies that seem to erupt far too often?
Jim, you're right. It's real. We have to talk to our children, because if we don't, they're left to fend for themselves. I mean, we haven't gotten this issue right yet. And it's 2017, hundreds of years we've been dealing with this. And when we are faced with this, when it's in your own backyard, you know, you don't let the streets tell your children. You have to sit down and talk to your children as to what's going on, and also give them hope. I had to deal with two major issues, one in our backyard, the Freddie Gray death and the funeral with the riots, or the unrest, if you will, and then also the Tamir Rice issue, because my daughters like to play with their Nerf cannon guns or their bow and arrows, and my youngest child went out playing with her Nerf cannon gun, and my aunt told her to come in, and she thought she was in trouble. And she didn't believe when my aunt told her that a little boy was killed for playing with what was a toy gun, but some may have thought it was a real gun. We have to deal with these things. We have to talk to our children to let them know, because, again, what happens in another community happens to the other communities as well.
Well, you have interviewed many prominent people as a preparation for this book, and they're included in that Mama's Knee.
Yes.
And some startling revelations from others.
I would be remiss if I can sit and talk to presidents, four now, about matters of race. And when it comes to my home and in my hometown, I wouldn't talk to my children about it. So I had to figure out, I mean, race is a very sensitive issue. Politics and religion are very sensitive issues. And here I am writing about them, right? My mother used to tell me never to talk about race and politics and religion. But here I am writing about them. But I would be remiss if I'm talking to presidents about it, and it's happening in my backyard. My children are watching it in the news. Their schools are shutting down because of fear that people are coming out to riot or do some things where we are. I had to talk to them, and I wanted to find out, in my conversation, was I saying and doing the right thing? And I asked people who have climbed the rungs of success what their mother told them, or what their mothers or a mother-like figure told them when it comes to matters of race. I found that I was doing the right thing, and other people have had to deal with issues, you know, be it these last couple of years or be it decades ago. And, you know, I talked to former President Barack Obama, who talked to me about his mother, because he doesn't really talk a lot about his mother in books, and he did this time for me. Former President Jimmy Carter, former First Lady and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Congressman John Lewis, even Lyons Priebus is in this book, Cory Booker, Senator Cory Booker, Harry Belafonte, I mean, you name it, Lonnie Love, the comedian from The Real. It's got a lot of people in here talking about race.
The book is At Mama's Knee, Mothers and Race in Black and White, and April Ryan is the author of The Presidency in Black and White. The foreword by Chris Matthews. How have things changed as far as discussion on race from when we were young people to how it is today? Have they changed remarkably?
The discussions are, I guess, peppered with visuals now. When we were kids, we would see the visuals on TV and the news. And, you know, you for black people, we knew where we could and could not go by law. But now, in 2015, 2016, 2017, there are these things called phones, mobile phones with the cameras. These devices are allowing us to capture pictures, and we are reporters now and talking about it. So the visuals now are different than what they were. They're just as compelling, but they're different in the way they're captured. It really creates more of a conversation at the water cooler versus what it was years ago. We are now black and white, Jew, Gentile, Protestant, and Catholic, are standing at the water cooler talking about, did you see that? Did you see that on YouTube? Or did you see that video that was caught on the phone? People are talking about it more inclusively. but there's still a problem where we still need to do more talking. So there's a commonality in years ago, and yet there is a big difference from years ago.
Is the discussion evolving positively with the changing of the guard at the White House? You covered President Obama. You're covering President Trump. Needless to say, they're much different men in many ways, but certainly in the way they converse their ideas and express their sentiments to the American people.
Well, I also covered President Clinton and President Bush. They're all, and President Obama, they're all different from President Donald J. Trump. Now, when it comes to matters of race and what I see, it's interesting you say that. I talked to Harry Belafonte, who is in my book, activist and entertainer, who said, you know, that this is a time that he really likes this time. And I was like, really? And he said, yeah, because when he was walking with W.E.B. Du Bois and Dr. King and Paul Robeson, but he went back to this comment that he W.E.B. Du Bois made, saying that when there's great pain, there's radical activism that effectuates change. So we've seen glimpses of it, but, you know, right now he says it's not enough. So, and it is, it's unfortunate that race and politics are now intermingled and instead of looking at them separately. And so what we're seeing now is a people trying to figure it out still. Mm-hmm. And you have people now who don't care, also on one side, who don't care about being politically correct or holding their tongue. In the news every day, we're seeing something different. Yeah.
Now, if you've watched the press conferences with the president and with Sean Spicer, you've probably seen April, whether you know it or not. And of course, she's always available to ask a pointed question. What's your perception of Mr. Spicer?
How so? How so?
Well, is he easy to work with? He certainly created a news cycle by himself.
You saw what happened in that room. You know, Sean, I feel bad for Sean to a certain extent. He is working for a president that's hard to work for. You know, you've got a president who tweets. He's different than any other president. He breaks his own news and, you know, he walks away from the communication staff sometimes. So it's a very different dynamic. But I don't know. I don't know if Sean's going to last. I don't know how that communications department is going to look. There are changes happening.
Mm-hmm.
They are embattled on every side. And it's not just from Democrats. People within their own party are discontented and disenchanted. So, and some of it, people are upset with Sean. Some of it, people are upset with the president and his tweets. So I don't know, but we'll see how it all plays out.
And what about the latest revelations regarding the president's son-in-law and his discussions with Russia?
We have to watch that play out as well. Wanting to do a back channel, you know, a lot of people in intelligence say, oh, that's fine, but the issue is using something that Russia has put together. Back channel communications, that's the issue. And the security of that, that's really the issue. But we have to wait and see how that plays out. I mean, they have a war room going on now, trying to figure out how to spin it,
mm-hmm.
How to save Jared Kushner, or, you know, they're trying to figure out what's going on. They're really taking this seriously now. It is real. It is real.
If the president, April, were to release his tax returns, it would seem that if he is on the level in saying that he has no dealings with Russia, that would absolve him of a lot of the concerns. I think there is a concern that the Russian hierarchy may have propped up the president during some of his turbulent business dealings.
Yeah, there could be a transparency issue there. And, you know, that it makes you wonder, is that going to be part of the scope of this independent counsel investigation? So we'll have to see. And that is real, you know, the issue of the taxes. And people were saying, oh, no, why should he show up? You see into a person's life when you see what they're paying for, where they're getting their money, you know, what they're paying into or what they're getting their money from. So it's important to know a lot. And I think that's fair to bring that up.
The president is certainly embattled. I think he would even agree with that. But what is the mood right now in the press room every day? Is it palpable?
We want
can,
answers.
Can you feel the tension?
We want answers. Yes. You can eat it. You can drink it. You can bathe in it. You can taste it. I said eat it. Yeah. It's there. We want answers. The nation wants answers. But again, it's not about us. It's about getting answers to questions that affect this nation, the people who voted for him, even the people who didn't vote for him, even globally. So we are the first line of questioning an American president, and right now a lot of the answers, there's still a lot of question marks. There's a large search for answers.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk with April Ryan. Her blog, Fabric of America, is devoted to minority issues and stories in the United States, and she has the biggest story in the world covering Donald J. Trump every day as a member of the White House Press Corps.